This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, we're journeying on in Hebrews, Jesus, source of eternal salvation, warning against falling away, a sure and steadfast anchor, Melchizedek, and an indestructible life. Join me, Pastor Will Wheaton, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your daily 15-minute verse-by-verse Bible study on demand at thewordendures.org and on the Lutheran Public Radio app.
During these dark and uncertain times, people are turning to all kinds of comforts. Some of those comforts are hollow and false. Some of them are closer to the heart. They are temporary, and some of them are eternal. One of those temporary comforts is music. We see people singing national anthems from the balconies in Italy and France, and that certainly is of a kind of a short-term comfort. It could be eternal, of course, if that music had something beyond significance to this world. And Christian hymnody has both the comfort of music that it carries with it, but also the Word of God. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. We're going to be talking about some hymns of comfort from Paul Gerhardt. Cheryl Magnus joins us. She's managing editor of The Reporter Online for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod and author of a recent column for The Federalist titled 10 Classic Hymns from a 17th Century Pastor to Sing Through Plagues. Cheryl, welcome back.
Hi, Pastor. Thank you for having me back.
Who was Paul Gerhardt and why is his life and ministry especially relevant now?
Paul Gerhardt was a 17th century German pastor and hymn writer. He lived from 1607 to 1676. He's particularly relevant to us as Lutherans because we have so many of his hymns in the Lutheran service book in our hymnal. But he's relevant not just to Lutheran Christians, but to all Christians and especially to the world today. We're going through a very stressful, very difficult time as a culture, and if we look at the life of Gerhardt, we don't see anything today that we're going through personally, at least speaking for myself, that approaches some of the things that he dealt with in his life. He lost his parents at a very young age. He lost his wife and four of his five children to death, you know, while he was still living. He lived through the plague, through the 30 Years' War. He had long periods of unemployment. There are just so many things that he had to deal with. And yet, in his hymnody, he just never faltered in trusting and hoping in the promises of Christ. And so I think that we can look to those hymns, and we can just find in them a great example of how we can approach this time of stress and anxiety that we're going through today.
Are you surprised to see people all over the world turning to music during this global crisis?
I am not at all surprised. You know, music is near and dear to my own heart, and singing together is something that I've written about in the past. And, you know, singing is just something that naturally unites us. When you go on social media right now, you can see it. You see people sharing links to online services. You see them sharing links to their favorite songs, whether they're pop songs or hymns or something else. Last week, there were these videos that went viral of citizens in Italy that have been basically told to shelter in place, kind of like some of us are being told now. They're in a much worse situation there as far as the pandemic goes. But they're in their homes. They're feeling very confined. And yet they're opening up their windows and they're singing out the window folk songs, patriotic songs. I found that really touching, but I wasn't surprised by it. It's singing is a way of coming together, of connecting, of sharing what is important to us and what we value. And at this time, as Christians, there really are no better things for us to sing than hymns.
Let's talk about what you find in the following Gerhardt hymns, beginning with Entrust Your Days and Burdens.
Entrust Your Days and Burdens,
what do you find in that Gerhardt hymn?
First, I want to say that particular setting of the hymn is particularly special to me. I love the tune. You know, hymns are words, and these various words can be set to different tunes, but, you know, sometimes we just have a wonderful pairing of hymn and tune, and I particularly like that one. It was written by a friend of mine. The tune was composed by Stephen R. Johnson. But back to the hymn, it's in the hope and comfort portion of the hymnal, and I think it exudes just that feeling of hope and comfort. It calls upon us to not be anxious about anything. It's based, at least in part, on Philippians 4, and it just asks us to let go of these feelings of anxiety and worry with words like, do not be dismayed, God helps in every trial and makes you unafraid.
If God himself be
That's the Gerhardt hymn, If God Himself Be For Me. What would you point out in this one, Cheryl?
This hymn is in the trust portion of the hymnal, and I love that it captures that sense of trust, but it also does so just quite defiantly. You know, it just kind of is daring Satan, you know, to do what you may. We don't have to worry about that because God is for us. I also love that this hymn draws upon Romans, one of my favorite passages of Scripture, and I'm sure many people's favorite passages. I've seen it a lot on social media lately, and that's Romans 8, for I'm sure that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, none of that will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord.
The hymn, O Lord, How Shall I Meet You? Cheryl, what do you find here?
O Lord, How Shall I Meet You? Is in the Advent section of the hymnal. And I love how it captures the anticipation of Christ's coming. But this hymn, like so many of Gerhardt's hymns, you know, it doesn't just sing about that particular incident, which in this case would be the birth of Christ or the coming of Christ, but all of these hymns just tell the full story. So we hear not only about Christ's birth, but the reason that he took on human flesh, the reason that he became incarnate, which was to save us from our sins through his death on the cross.
That is one of my favorite Christmas hymns from the pen of Paul Gerhardt, All My Heart Again Rejoices. What do you find there, Cheryl?
Similar to O Lord, How Shall We Greet Thee, it just encapsulates, it tells the entire story. And if you go to Concordia Publishing House's Companion to the Hymns, Lutheran Service Book Companion to the Hymns, which has wonderful background information on all of these hymns, far more than we could ever talk about, even if you had me on for 3 hours on a Monday afternoon. you will find that this hymn is held up as an example of a sermon that can be sung, because it, again, just tells the entire story of what Christ has done for us.
We're talking with Cheryl Magnus about hymns of comfort from 17th century Lutheran pastor and hymn writer Paul Gerhardt. I'm Todd Wilkin. This is Issues Etc. Easter is less than 3 weeks away, and our book of the month for March would make a great Easter gift for children ages 4 through 7. It's called See My Savior's Hands. It's written by the host of The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, Pastor Will Whedon. You can find out more about this children's book and Easter gift at our website, issuesetc.org, or call Concordia Publishing House and order See My Savior's Hands, 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040. When we return, we'll hear and discuss Paul Gerhardt's hymn, A Lamb Goes Uncomplaining Forth.
Did you know that for over 40 years, Lutheran Church Extension Fund has had the humble privilege of supporting Lutheran Church Missouri Synod ministries with low-cost loans and resources? This is Rahema Kavuga, Synod Relations Manager of Lutheran Church Extension Fund. Because of faithful investors like you, we've been able to help church workers, congregations, schools, and organizations. To learn how you can get involved, call 800-843-8233.
See My Savior's Hands. The title says it all.
Pastor Will Whedon, author of the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for March, See My Savior's Hands.
In pictures and words, we follow Jesus' story by watching his hands, from childhood to his baptism, from his healings and miracles all the way to the cross, from his resurrection to his ascension. We'll see that his hands are always active at work to bring us blessing.
Learn more and purchase See My Savior's Hands, a book for children ages 4 through 7, at issuesetc.org.
Equipping the priesthood of all believers, you're listening to Issues Etc.
The Substitute Organist Service, aptly abbreviated SOS, really has come to our rescue.
Pastor Jim Hollowatch of Christ Lutheran Church in Jackson, Mississippi.
With the ever-growing shortage of skilled musicians in our community, we were approaching a real crisis. But thanks to the Substitute Organist Service, help is always just minutes away. With its easy, intuitive interface, friendly customer service, and outstanding musicianship, you really couldn't ask for more.
You can find out more about the Substitute Organist Service at churchmusicsolutions.com.
Did you know that Luther Academy has been providing continuing education for confessional Lutheran pastors and laypeople worldwide for more than 20 years? Luther Academy publishes Logia, the Confessional Lutheran Dogmatics Series, and Luther Digest. Find out more about Luther Academy and sign up to receive their free email newsletter at lutheracademy.com, lutheracademy.com, and like them on Facebook, facebook.com/Luther Academy. The hymn, A Lamb Goes Uncomplaining Forth. I'm Todd Wilkin. This is Issues Etc. We're discussing hymns of comfort from 17th century Lutheran pastor and hymn writer Paul Gerhardt with Cheryl Magnus. Cheryl, what would you like to highlight from this Lenten hymn?
This is one of my favorite Gerhardt hymns, probably because I am so accustomed on Good Friday to hearing a stanza of this sung by a child. Many times at services that I've attended, at the point at which the sanctuary goes dark and the Strepitus is heard and the Christ candle is carried away, we've often had a child sing a stanza of this hymn in the darkness of the sanctuary. So when I hear this, I hear, often it's been one of my kids, so I hear my kids singing this in my mind. But this too, you know, even though it's a Lenten hymn and we think of Lent properly as a time of reflection and sorrow about our sinfulness and penitence and turning to God for forgiveness for our sins, it still has joy. There's still so much joy in the hymn, in a line such as, "Thou shalt be my beacon light to guide me safe through death's dark night and cheer my heart in sorrow. Henceforth myself and all that's mine to thee, my Savior, I consign, from whom all things I borrow."
Cheryl, what's in this Gerhardt Easter hymn for us to take comfort in?
This one kind of reminds me a little bit of "If God Himself Be For Me." It sort of has that mocking, laughing at Satan. You know, you can't get at me because God is on my side. I don't remember exactly which stanza it is in the hymnal, but we have these wonderful words, "Now hell, its prince, the devil, of all their power are shorn. Now I am safe from evil and sin. I laugh to scorn." And I think that's one of the things that I love about this wonderful hymn.
That's "Jesus, Thy Boundless Love to Me." Cheryl, this is one of those in the Gerhardt catalog of hymns that highlights how very personal he could make corporate singing.
Exactly. That's exactly what I was going to point at. This is a wonderful example of how Gerhardt is so effective, not only sharing objectively what Christ has done for us, but also making that message come through on a personal level. So it has that subjective aspect as well, relating what Christ has done for me. And as Lutherans, that's very important to us. We don't want to fall into simply singing about our feelings, because our feelings and our experience have such a capacity for leading us astray. And so we always want to be grounded in that objective story about what Christ has done for us. But then there's the "for us." And the wonderful thing about so many Gerhardt hymns is it has both. You know, it doesn't wander from the objective truth, but his texts have a way of just making that objective truth very personal to me. I know for myself, I'm a Lutheran by marriage. I'm an adult convert to Lutheranism, but one of the things that I remember as an early Lutheran was when one of my pastors said, "Yes, Jesus died for the sins of the world, but he would have done that if you had been the only person in the world." And it had a great impression upon me, and I think that Gerhardt's hymns really help to get that message across.
Another example of that is, why should cross and trial grieve me?
Why should cross and trial grieve me?
What would you point out in this hymn, Cheryl?
As you said, that's another great example of the melding of the objective and subjective. But I think this hymn, for us right now, especially speaks strongly to this situation. You know, we're going back to that sense of just feeling alone, feeling confused. We're sitting in our homes, kind of waiting to see what's going to happen. And this is a great message of remembering that nothing can rob us of the heaven that God's Son has gained for us.
Evening and morning, sunset and dawning, wealth, peace and gladness, comfort in sadness, these are your words that bring glory to you. Times without number, we wait or we slumber.
Paul Gerhardt hymn, Evening and Morning. What do you say about this one, Cheryl?
Evening and morning is a message to us to trust God in all things and at all times. Waking through the day, in the evening as we prepare our meals, at night as we prepare to go to bed. And right now, you know, for many of us, those days are kind of all the same. We're waking up and having lunch and having supper and going to bed all in one place instead of leaving the house and going off to our various jobs and schools and so forth. But in spite of that, we still have this passage of time, and evening and morning reminds us to trust God in all of those hours from sunup to sundown.
An evening hymn from Paul Gerhardt. Cheryl, as the final hymn that we're looking at here today, what would you help us find comfort in this one?
This is a hymn that we have used in our family over the years very often as a lullaby. We've sung it to our children as we've tucked them in to bed. And the wonderful thing about this hymn is it's a lullaby not just for children, but it's for all of us, no matter whether we're 5 years old, 50 years old, 105 years old, the message is the same. Sometimes the world is a very dark and spooky place, and for all of us right now, it kind of feels that way. But this hymn says to us that we can rest securely, for God this night will surely from peril guard our heads. Sweet slumbers may he send you and bid his hosts attend you, and through the night watch o'er your beds. And we can definitely trust in our God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, that he will do this, come what may.
Cheryl Magnus is managing editor of the Reporter Online for the Lutheran Church of Missouri Synod. She's author of a recent column for the Federalist titled 10 Classic Hymns from a 17th Century Pastor to Sing Through Plagues. You can read it on the Talk on Demand archives page at issuesetc.org. Cheryl, thanks.
Thank you very much for having me.
If you love classical Christian hymnody, be sure to listen to our 24/7 sacred music station, Lutheran Public Radio. We're currently streaming sacred music for the Lenten season. Listen anytime, anywhere at LutheranPublicRadio.org and on the LPR mobile app. In Hour 2 of Issues, Etc., our series Introducing the Books of the Bible continues. Pastor Brian Wolfmiller will be our guest. We'll be in the book of 1 Timothy.
The Faith, Once for All, Delivered to the Saints. You're listening to Issues, Etc.